Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
ZZ Top bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's our social media expert. Kathy, thanks for being here. We're talking about the platforms, folks. We talked about YouTube in the previous segment. Now I want to talk about Facebook. You know, Kathy, I was reading a headline here. Let me get it back up here where I can read it correctly. I was reading a headline in a newsletter I subscribed to, and it says, Facebook has officially declared, this is breaking news, right, Kathy, has officially declared it wants to own every single thing you do on the Internet. So this reminded me of an article I wrote about 8 or 9 years ago called Waking Up in Wall World. So it's an article about 60 years from now, this guy woke up and he was living in Walmart world, basically. I call it Wall World. Yep. And the whole world had become one big Walmart store. You were born in a Walmart hospital, you died, you were buried in a Walmart cemetery, in the meantime you went to a Walmart school, et cetera, et cetera. Am I going to need to rewrite that article and say waking up in face world?
I think you might. You might a lot. So they're always rolling out new things, and one of the things is Facebook obviously still is a great ad platform for businesses. So I know that, they're big brother, but we definitely have to, as a business owner, look at how can we use it to our advantage. And they're always making changes. And they've recently just added a relevance score to their Facebook ad platform.
Mm-hmm.
And that has thrown a little monkey wrench into ad performance that, they were working fine before.
How does that work? You and I give it a relevance score for an ad?
No, they do.
Oh.
They actually look at how is it performing with people that are seeing it. How are people interacting with it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it positive feedback or is it negative feedback?
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge is that, what they're trying to do is make sure that your ads are reaching the right audience with the right message. So you really have to pay attention to your targeting so much better. And if, say, somebody says, I'm hiding this, I don't want to see this ad, it gives you a lower score.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ability to
diss, so to speak, an ad.
The
more I have the ability to do that, the more they're able to register and capture that opinion, and then it converts to performance for the ad for them.
And so I have it happening right now with one of my clients. I've got many ads running for a client, and so I was checking and looking at the relevancy score. The same ad to different target audiences. One has it's like a 1 through 10, 10 being the best score and 1 being the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 9 on this one ad. Now, that same identical ad to a different target audience in a different city has a 4.
Hmm.
Because there are some people that either hit it or they didn't like it and they reported it or something, and it lowers the score. So
what does that mean to me, the owner of the ad?
The owner of the ad, it costs me more money. So that one ad where I had a high score of a 9, it was 32 cents for that, click.
Right.
But if it was a low score of 4, it was $1.49.
Why? That seems like inverted logic to me. If it produced less results, why should I pay more?
Well, because the thing is, Facebook is still trying to control the content.
Right. They don't. This is all. So this is an example, folks. This is inverted logic for you and me. It's not inverted logic for them. And Kathy, now we come back to what I've been saying for 7 or 8 years, right? And that's that it's all about them. It's not about you.
Oh, it's never about you.
Yeah.
it is never. But you have to follow the rules, and these are some new rules, and so it's just another way that they're measuring, and their algorithm is taking this into account when you're paying for these ads.
Do you see a day when these platforms get so dictatorial and arbitrary and miserly and greedy and onerous that people actually just stop using them? I mean, is it so addictive that we'll never stop using it no matter what they do to us?
Well, I think that you're always going to have new kids on the block, new innovation, new ideas.
Yeah.
So it's we can't say that we're going to be
but you're saying
forever.
You're not saying we wouldn't stop using social media, but you're saying we might move over to another platform.
We might move to
but
something new.
Now we come back to what I've been saying for a long time, Kathy, which is that what if all your customers, all you know about your customers, are over on the old one?
Except that, you know, there's always movement, and sometimes you have to do multi-platform.
Exactly. And what I call doing what ducks do, migrate. Migrate your customers over. Have them on more than one platform. Been saying that all these years. Kathy has too. We'll be right back, folks. More to come after these messages. Kathy Perry and I. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.